Welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Saturday. Listen, it is Sweet Saturday. Do y'all hear me? Listen, it's Saturday evening, it's Sweet Saturday. No matter how much salt y'all be trying to put up in my lemonade, it's still Sweet Saturday, okay? Listen, let me tell y'all something. I'm coming on blazing. Y'all know I'm always turned up on 10, so listen. I'm coming on with a life lesson. First off the top, listen, let me tell y'all something. No matter what happens during your day, if you're drinking on some lemonade, some pink lemonade, regular lemonade, and it's sweet and it's nice and it's going down real good, if somebody walk across your path and pour a whole thing of salt in your lemonade, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? Listen. Let me tell y'all something. Now, this life lesson off the rip. I got some great music I'm going to play by Paul Flanagan. It's going to be the bomb. I got some good stuff. But listen. Let me tell y'all a little secret. Let me tell y'all a secret about when you drinking your sweet, delicious lemonade and somebody come by and pour a whole box of salt in your lemonade. You know, it's people out here just want to see what you going to do. Listen, let me tell y'all something. Don't react the way they think you going to react. React a whole different way. Listen, people can't stand for you to be happy and successful. So what they do, they pour some salt in your lemonade on purpose. They doing it on purpose. You know what I'm saying? Now, listen, I know that ain't the life lesson I usually give on these days and on these shows. But listen, warning, watch out for the salt shakers. There's some salt shakers walking around here. Did y'all know that? There's some salt shakers walking around. And you know what? Let me give you another little secret. The salt shakers is in your circle. Listen, salt shakers ain't people that don't know you. The salt shakers is the folks that know you. You know what I mean? So listen. I'm telling you. I know y'all used to me being funny. I'm going to get to that. I'm going to get to entertaining. I'm always entertaining. But I just want to tell y'all, it's the folks in your circle. They got salt all up in their pocket. They got it in their pocketbook. Bart, if you don't put that box of salt down, I'm going to knock you out. I'm going to punch you out. Do you hear me? I'm going to punch you out up in here. Nope, not you. Put that salt down. I ain't talking about you. Listen. Every time you get to saying something, I don't know what it is about people have to read into everything that come out of your mouth or what you write down. It is what it is, y'all. Stop going on Facebook trying to figure out what a post is. I know y'all probably saying, oh, Lord, what's done got her on fire? But listen, stop going on Facebook and Instagram, reading posts, especially on Facebook. We do this all the time. I ain't going to say we because I don't do this. Listen, I learn better. Stop going on Facebook, reading the posts, trying to figure out. I wonder what if that's directed toward me. I wonder if they're talking about me, you know, people in the circle, you know what I mean? And so, you know, stop being petty. They ain't talking about you. Do you get me? They are not talking about you. It's just a post, baby. It's just something that people post about. Listen, so stop doing that. See, you're making up your own stress. And another life lesson. Then I'm going to get to the music. Sometimes people create their own stress. Did y'all know that? Folks create their own stress. Folks create their own high blood pressure. Stop doing that. You know, we don't need to be creating our own stress, and we don't need to be creating our own anxiety. Because, let me tell you what happened real quick, then I'm going to get to the music, right? Okay. Stop creating your own stress and anxiety. You know where that comes from? Trying to figure out the next person, what they're thinking about you. Stop doing that. It ain't working. So listen, just move on to the get on and keep moving on. Just go ahead and chill. All right, now listen, this is a special musical showcase for Paul Flanagan. And it's going to be some great music. Listen, I have had the honor and the privilege to work with Paul Flanagan. He is so great. Listen, the music is just awesome, what he is doing. And I'm telling you, you know, I want to say this, too, to my artists, to my independent artists. Sometimes if you listen just a little bit, if you listen just a little bit, you'll get to where you want to go a whole lot faster. Sometimes you may not see what a person is trying to tell you. You may not agree with what they're trying to tell you. I'm talking about career now. I ain't talking about personal lifestyle. I'm talking about careers. Okay, I'm talking about careers. I'm not talking about personal lifestyle. I'm talking about careers. Sometimes a person can help you by telling you just a little something, and I ain't talking about you, Paul, so don't take this person. I ain't talking about you, Paul Flannery. Okay, so I want to make that straight. I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about in general, just people in general. If you, in your career and what you are doing, if you're doing it one way and you haven't gotten to where you're trying to get to within 10 years, it's time to listen to somebody. It's time to listen to somebody. God will bring somebody across your path to help you to get to your destination, right? Because you have tarried too long in the same spot, right? No, I'm giving two life lessons right here. So you have tarried too long in the same spot, and it's time for you to move on to the next stop. Sometimes people are afraid. Fear will keep you stagnated. Y'all know that? Fear will keep you stagnated. Fear will cause you not to move. You will stay in the same spot, and you won't move forward. That's what fear will do to you in life and your career and in your relationships. Yes! So listen. In order to really get to where you're going, you got to get out of fear. You got to get out of fear. You got to go, and get rid of fear. Now, listen, let me get on to this music. I got some good stuff for you. I love Paul Flanders' song, Solitude. It is hot, and it is the bomb. Solitude and Roses. I love that song as well, Roses. So now, listen. And the music video, The music video for Roses. Y'all wake up back there. Wake up in the back. Choir rehearsal is over. Okay, it's open to it. Listen, so I want y'all to go on Facebook, the Fierce Female Network. Go to the page today, tonight, or early in the morning. The video is going to be posted for Paul Flanner, his song Roses. Oh, my God. The video is the bomb. It is the bomb. It's so romantic. It's so passionate. Now, I ain't saying that because I did. But really, it really is really, really nice. So y'all going to get to see it on today. It's going to be posted on the page. If not tonight, first thing in the morning. So y'all look for that. Y'all look for Roses, the video. Oh, it is the bomb. Also, with Paul Flannery, listen. He has a write-up on the article, Music Existence. There's a write-up about his music career and the video. So listen, I'm giving out all this stuff. I want y'all to pay attention. Now listen, this is the song Roses. I'm That is Roses, Roses, Roses by Paul Flander. Y'all know what? I am so stuck on that song. I just love, 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 love that song. I really do. I really love that song. And I'm telling you, y'all going to love the video. The music video is really, really, really nice. And I just love that song. That's one song. For some reason, I just love the song. It's so sweet. And that song is just like, let me say this really quick, and then play the next song, Solitude. I like that song too, Solitude. But listen, listen, the song Roses is, watch this. Now watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. The song Roses is movie perfect and film perfect. Okay, I know y'all say, what the hell does that mean? That song Roses is movie perfect and it's film perfect because someone can pick it up and use it in a movie and a film. Roses, it is the bomb. It's like a theme song for a dramatic, a love movie. I'm telling you. I'm telling y'all. And stuff happens on here on Fierce Female Network. And before that, even before that, when it was WSF Radio, it happened all the time, all the time, all the time, all the time, all the time. Listen, so I'm telling you, the song Roses is movie ready. It is film perfect and movie perfect. I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you. Y'all watch. Now, y'all watch. Y'all watch. Paul Flander's going to run into somebody in the industry. I'm telling you, they're going to pick up that song, and it's going to be boop, 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 and he's just going to be up just like that. Now, listen, this song is Solitude, Solitude, Solitude. Guitar playing, that music is so kick-ass. It is so kick-ass. That guitar and that music, oh my God. Did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear it? It's like, man, it is so sizzling. It's just like, you know, that's the kind of sizzling where in the summertime, whether you in, I'm talking about the kind of sizzling where if you in Arizona or if you in Houston, Texas, and the ground is so hot, you take a piece of bacon, you take a piece of uncooked bacon and throw it on the ground, and the bacon just sizzle, and it's just crispy. I'm talking about it's that kind of hot. Well, you just take a piece of uncooked bacon and throw it on the ground, and it's just like, poof, bam, yeah, it's crispy and crunchy and ready to eat it. It's just that sizzling hot, baby. You know, I just love some, oh, I love me some good type of bacon. You know, if I could go poof, if I had one wish, and they say, well, Pierce, what do you want to do? What is it that you would really like to do? You know what it would be? Learn to play the guitar. I am just that kind of mama. Y'all remember, who was that girl that played the guitar? Anyway, she played that guitar so bad. But listen, I would be one kick-ass rock-playing guitar mama. Y'all wouldn't even know who I am. I'm telling you, if I could learn to pick that guitar like he's doing that, I'd say, oh, Lord, honey, I'd have me some long hair. And, you know, I'd make me an album picking that guitar. Yeah, well. Y'all know what I call that album? Boots and pistols. I don't know what. Boots and pistols. Oh, my goodness. Horny China. Let me get on up out of here because I am out of time. I show them out of time, but it's been a stone cold blast. It's been a cold blast. Now, listen, y'all be good to your friends. Y'all be good. Now, listen. Now, y'all remember what Mama said. Don't go around pouring a box of salt up in somebody's lemonade. Don't y'all do that because you know what's going to happen. If you pour some salt in somebody's lemonade, they might turn around and say, here, would you like a sip of this? Woo-hoo! That's bound to happen. You pour the salt in somebody else's glass, and they're going to give a glass to you, and you ain't going to know it's the same glass that you poured the salt in. Well, how about that? Now, listen, I got to get on up out of here. Now, listen, don't y'all throw no rocks, no pebbles at nobody, because the boulder is going to come back on you. Now, listen.
You motivated. You winning.
Fierce.